Hello everybody, it's Ryan with the Starseed Sound. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. And today, guys, I have a special episode for y'all. Today I'm just going to kind of go free bass. I'm not going to have any real notes or any real, you know, talking help, like props that are going to help me talk. So it's going to be kind of like a freelancing podcast and just me talking about the things that are going on in my life and the lives of others around me. So a few of the topics that I'm going to be talking about, though, is first and foremost moving and moving out of state and moving to get a new job and searching for a new job and things of that nature. And I'm also going to be talking about material acquisition. And I'll explain that later. And I'm going to be talking about the scarcity mindset versus the abundant mindset. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Please leave a rating, leave a comment, whatever you can. It helps my podcast grow. I know I'm just in the infancy stages of my podcast, but I really want to start doing this at least one episode per week. And you guys, if you haven't already, which probably haven't, follow me on Instagram at Rynsenberg, R-Y-N-S-E-N-B-E-R-G on Instagram. And that's pretty much the main platform that I use. But if you guys want to give me a follow, I'll follow you back for sure. But anyways, enjoy the episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you learned something from it. All right, peace. All right, so to start off, guys, I just want to give you a little background on what my current reality is like. So I graduated from Iowa State University. Like I said, if you listen to my other podcast, the university one, I highly recommend. Even though it's bad quality. But anyway, I graduated from Iowa State University last May, so May of 2018. And that following summer, in May, I worked at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources as like a park ranger aide. So I would, you know, help people around the park, remove invasive species, help clear the park trails, and just general park maintenance and enforcing rules and so stuff of that nature. And then I kind of traveled for a couple months after that. And then I landed a job at Corteva Agriscience. I don't know if you guys know this company, but they're quite new and they're quite controversial. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that I'm currently working there. And, you know, this is a really good place to gain experience in the scientific realm and to gain connections and to gain references and stuff of that nature. But it is a corporate America environment. And I've been working there for almost 4 months now. I started in November, and it's coming up on 4 months in March. And I do enjoy it, although, you know, I like it, but I don't love it. You know, I'm sure a lot of you can relate, you know, either from your current job or past jobs. Like, you like it, but you could give or take it, right? And the reason why I'm saying this is that there's been an overwhelming sense of transition and transformation for me in the past couple of weeks. I kind of lost my way there for a bit after I finished that park ranger aid job, because that was temporary and that only lasted for the summer. And in August, I needed to find new employment and stuff like that. So I traveled for a while and got my mind right. And then I landed here. And now I just know that this job doesn't really align with my vision. And I understand I'm really young. I'm 22. I have so much time. But I think it's very important to take that risk and to take that leap of faith into the unknown and going somewhere new and trying something new, you know, to really evolve and grow as an individual. You know, personally, I think that's where I evolve and grow the most, is in the unknown and in the uncertain. So why I'm saying this is because I've been researching a lot about park ranger and park, you know, like natural resource technician positions. And that's what I really want to do. I've always had a strong affinity for nature and being outdoors and being with the wild animals and, you know, seeing all the different natural elements and the natural resources out in the wild. And, you know, I've always enjoyed working with people and talking to people, you know, no matter what, you know, the bad and the good, it all, you know, it all culminates to just better us as people. You know, we get in those bad situations and we learn from them. We meet those cool people, we meet the bad people, you learn from everybody, you learn from everything. And the reason why I'm kind of talking to you guys about this right now is that I really, really want to break out of this corporate environment. And nothing against anybody there, anything about this, but sometimes, you know, things just don't align with your vision, and that's okay, right? That's completely fine. They don't have to, not everything has to align with your vision. You know what I'm saying? That, like, or okay, well, let me rephrase that. Not every job that you have is pretty much going to align with your vision, especially if you're a normal person like me. You just kind of take, you know, what's there and take what you get offered, and then you work it for a while and you're like, okay, like, this is cool, and I'm kind of just doing this for money and monetary reasons to get, you know, my foot out the door and kind of travel. And I really want to work out of state. So I've lived in Iowa my entire life, and I've spent years and years and years here, 22 years, and I really am being pulled by the universal source or by God or whatever you want to call it to experience something new and to kind of delve and travel down new paths. So this is very enticing and very exciting for me. And why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because, you know, if you don't feel like your current job or your current occupation is feeding your soul and is steering you, you know, towards your vision, like, it, if you don't feel like your current position doesn't align with your total vision for your life, don't worry. It's not the end of the world. Like, you don't have to stay there forever. Everything is temporary. You know, for better or for worse, everything is temporary. Everything in this life is temporary. So if you guys feel like you're stuck, or you feel like you can't move anywhere, or you feel like this job has just got you by the throat and it's fucking got a stranglehold of you and is not letting go ever, and you're like, oh, I need it to pay bills, I'm paycheck to paycheck, man, just do the small things, dude. Like, start, like, especially if you really, really hate your job and you feel like you're stuck, you're not stuck, right? You're not a fucking tree, right? And even trees aren't stuck, man. Like, they can move places, like, little by little. And anyway, guys, it's very important to realize that you are worthy of anything. You know, you can accomplish anything. You can work anywhere, anyhow, with whatever means. And I think it's very important also, no matter what age you are listening to this podcast, it doesn't matter, dude. You don't have to have shit figured out. No one has everything figured out. You know, I saw a quote the other day on Instagram. It said something along the lines of growing up or being an adult is all about releasing the belief systems that the adults who didn't have everything figured out kind of influenced on you. So placed on you unknowingly or knowingly, right? So I don't know, that was kind of confusing. But basically, you've gained all of these belief systems and all these ideologies from people who you've been around and who you've been exposed to when growing up, and they are not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's constantly evolving, growing, developing. And we need to keep that in mind, guys, so that we don't get too down and out when we're kind of in a slow patch in our life, and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, just working at this corporate environment, I definitely see I see sadness. You know, I see sadness in these people who have been working here for years and years and years, and it's not, I don't know, it's tough. You know, you can see it on their face. You can see sadness, stress, angst, maybe regret even from years of working here and not trying anything else. And just talking to some of them, you know, for the most part, these are just amazing, amazing people, and they're just going through their lives the best way they know they can, just like we all are. But you do kind of see that underlying flesh and underlying emotions in their being. You know, you, especially being an empath, an intuitive empath, I can kind of discern between the ones who are aligned with their life path and the ones who aren't yet. And it's fine if you aren't, guys, but we can't project these messages of lack and scarcity to the universe, like, oh, I'm never good enough, I'm gonna be at this job forever. Then that's, if you're saying that to the universe, that's exactly what the universe is gonna give you. The universe isn't going to give you the energy to change, because you're putting all of that energy into complaining about your current situation and complaining that where you are is you know, kind of inhibiting you from where you are meant to be. And I think it's very, very important, guys, to come inside your own being and kind of delve into your own soul and get still for a while and see what it is you really desire out of life, what it is you really think is your passion, is your purpose, is your place in this world. And, you know, I'm 22. Most likely, I don't know, you might be older, you might be younger, it doesn't matter. What the fuck do I know? I'm just some guy talking on a microphone right now to you guys through the interwebs, through this cybernetic collective. But this is my two cents, y'all, and I really do believe in the message that I'm saying today. And I just really want y'all to know, if you want to do something, you know, make time. You know, if you work a 9-to-5 and you work 8 hours a day and you're fucking exhausted, you know, you're exhausted, tired, you're energetically drained at the end of the day, man, just take an hour or two to start applying, or even just inquiring and looking for those jobs or for that position that you really want to do, or start creating something that you really want to put out in the world and that you think will help someone or something in the future. And even if you take that little time, you know, rather than just zombieing in front of the nightly news, or, you know, fucking playing video games or doing that all night, it's okay to do those things, but just in moderation, guys. And that's what I've kind of been trying to instill in myself this new year, is less consuming and more creating. And I think that is really important to create the opportunities that we wish to manifest in our lives. Because if we're constantly consuming, we're not creating room for those creative expressions and creative opportunities to come through into our realities. And, you know, everybody's on their own wavelength. Everyone's on their own frequency, riding their own wave, doing their own thing. And who am I to judge anybody for doing whatever they want to do? But like Tony Robbins said, really good quote, the biggest failure is success without fulfillment. So if you are going through life and you are, your definition of success is what others are saying success is to you, that's not at all going to fulfill you, man. You got to do what really fulfills you and what you believe to be success in your life, Because if you do that, and if you do what you love and follow what you love, you'll be fulfilled no matter what. It doesn't fucking matter if you reach one person or 1 billion. You have the capacity to change your life and the lives of others in dramatic proportions, man. And, you know, whatever you're doing right now, wherever you are, you're okay. Just don't complain, you know, don't complain. I'm a big poetry writer and, you know, short stories and all that. And I wrote something down. I don't have this up, but I can remember some of it. And this summer I wrote something on the lines of, there are three types of people in this world. There are chronic complainers, sometimes complainers, and never complainers. Which category do you fit into? I know which category I fit into, or I used to fit into. I used to fit into the somewhat complainers category. And I do complain here and there in my reality right now, but nowhere near as much as I used to. And that has had a profound effect on my life and on my experience. And so I'm going to go through these three. The chronic complainers, obviously, it's very self-explanatory, but chronic complainers, every time you're around them, right? Every time you're working with them, especially coworkers, it's annoying as fuck. If they, chronic complainers, you'll know you're around a chronic complainer. If every time you talk to them, they're complaining about something, complaining about the weather, complaining about, oh, this task I had to do at work today, or complaining about my boss, you know, it's just every single fucking time you talk to them, there's something they're complaining about. And it is very draining to be around a person like that. And we've all known people like that. Every single one of us. I don't give a shit if you're a hermit. Maybe you fucking come into a chronic complaining insect. I don't give a fuck. We've all had those instances and occurrences with those chronic complainers, man. And it is the worst. It is so draining. And you can't do that to yourself, y'all. You can't be one of them. You gotta break out of that, man. And, you know, every time that I would complain, I would say three things that I was grateful for and three things that were really abundant in my life. And it would help tremendously because it would put me back into perspective. You know, it would allow myself to see what really matters in this world. And the second type, the somewhat complainers, are, you know, the people who they complain here and there and stuff and about work, maybe this or that, but they're not too bad. They're not chronic by any means, but they do complain. And when they do complain, it can be somewhat bad, you know. And I'm not saying that there's anything really inherently bad with complaining, but if it becomes a huge habit, y'all, complaining about anything really doesn't fucking help anything at all. It doesn't help the situation in any way. I guess it depends on the context, but for most situations, 99.999% of situations, complaining about it is not going to help a damn fucking thing. So, I don't know, y'all. And the never complainers are the ones that you want to be around, that you want to surround yourself with, that no matter what they're going through, no matter what you're going through, while talking to them, they have no complaints. You know, all that they're talking about is what's going on in life and what they're excited about and what their goals are, what their aspirations are, what they plan to do in the next week. What they talk about ideas, you know. If we're so focused on complaints, we have no room for amazing ideas, intuitive happenings. You know, it really depletes energy, man. Please, please, please don't be a fucking complainer. If you or someone you know is a chronic complainer, please share this podcast with them, man. It's so toxic. for you if you're listening to them, or you if you are complaining. It's very toxic on your psyche, you know, because it builds that subconscious wall stronger and stronger and taller and wider and bigger, because you're complaining one after another, and they just build on each other, man. And it is fucking fucked. That's why people aren't happy and fulfilled. They're complaining about all this shit, like, oh, I have to pay like $1,100 in rent this month. Oh my god. Yeah, well, that's kind of your fault, dude. Like you got that apartment or got that house or whatever, and you knew what you were gonna pay per month. You knew what you're making, and you know, that's, you got to take responsibility for that, man. And if you manifested that, and you shouldn't be complaining about it. You chose to do that, man. We all have free will and free choice. And I'm not just saying you complain about money. You can complain about any fucking thing, but complaining about money or jobs is the main thing that I hear and that I come into contact with in this physical existence here. And I'm guilty of it, guys. And, you know, I'm guilty of it myself in some aspect. Definitely now I am a shit ton better at it, man. I try to never complain. As soon as I catch myself complaining, like I said, fucking smack myself and write down or, you know, incantate three things I'm grateful for, I think, or I'm thankful for. And that's a huge, has tremendous, tremendous effects on you, man, on me. And so I'm going to try to transition into my next topic, which is many build their own prison with material acquisition. So this was kind of like a little, you know, rhyme that I wrote. I'm going to read it for y'all again if you didn't catch it. Many build their own prison with material acquisition. So what comes to mind when you guys hear that phrase? Many build their own prison with material acquisition. Well, fuck. It's pretty self-explanatory. Many build their own prison with the materials that they acquire. And what I mean by this is, a lot of us these days, it seems like we're working to provide enough money and sustenance and energy for all of this stuff that we've acquired, all of this stuff that we've bought, or all of this stuff that we're renting, or fucking all of these subscriptions that we're upholding. And it's so fucking unfortunate, right? Like, you see, this has a tremendous effect on people. Like, oh, the new iPhone fucking XX78-7000 just came out, and you want to upgrade because you only have the iPhone 8, right? Like, what the fuck's wrong with your iPhone 8 that's not on the iPhone? Some little thing. And then you're going to have to pay a fuckload more money, and you're going to have to work and give time for this material. You know, you're going to have to give your precious time on Earth, your precious limited time on Earth to keep this, you know, keep this acquiring in life at a constant, you know, keep all the things that you've already acquired and have more money to acquire more. And it's fucking like, dude, this is literally a prison. Like, that's, if you have a shit ton of baggage, right? Like, say you're going on a trip. You don't fucking want to take a shit ton of heavy baggage with you that's going to, like, be very cumbersome, and it's going to weigh you down, and it's going to injure you and hurt you and inhibit you in any way. You just want to be free, and you just want to travel and explore and have a good time and breathe in the fresh air and take in the new sights. And this is kind of what I think about life. Like, y'all, we don't need the newest fucking car or the newest phone to feel fulfilled. That is such a fucking dirty lie. And it's a very dangerous, slippery slope to go down, man. Like, we're spending hours and hours at a job or, you know, doing anything, creating something, whatever, and then we sell that or we clock in and clock out. to make money to pay for what? What are you saving towards? What are you paying for? And you can really know someone's personality by the things that they have, the things they own. You know, go to anybody's house. Do they own a shit ton of stuff? I'm not saying owning things and acquiring materials is like the devil, right? Like, it's a necessary thing in this world, right? Like, you need a phone in this day and age, at least in the US and more developed countries, to get a job and to be in communication with family members, friends, and coworkers and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean that you need the newest fucking thing every time that it comes out, and just dishing out money and therefore dishing out your time to pay for this material that you don't need. And also, you know, just with subscriptions and stuff like that and online stuff, it's so easy to fucking spend $100 a month now on just online fucking movie or song subscriptions that you don't really need. Maybe you could have one and be completely fine. And also, you know, the thing with cars, like, y'all, cars are expensive as fuck, at least in my eyes. I don't have a lot of money, but it's like, why do some of us feel like we need these things, this new car, this new phone? Is it because we think that others are gonna think a certain way about us if we have these things, or we think others are gonna think a certain way if we don't? Like, fuck that. Who cares what they think, dude? They're gonna think about what they wanna think about. That's kind of the main thing I've learned in my journey so far, is everybody's so focused on worrying about their own lives and their own relationships with themselves and whatnot and what have you, and their own endeavors, that, you know, usually they don't have fucking time to worry or think about what you have or what you don't have. Like, who gives a fuck, dude? I don't care if you have a flip phone or a fucking iPhone 78,000. Like, who cares, man? I really don't care. Like, as long as you're a nice individual and you're genuine and, you know, you have ideas and you have aspirations and goals, I'm gonna vibe with you, man. And if your energy is good and you're not putting all of your energy into just acquiring new materials and shit, I guess if that's what you're into, go ahead. But the main thing that I'm saying is that material acquisition is like people's prisons these days, is because it all comes full circle with the complaining, right? How many times do you hear someone complaining about how much rent is or how much they have to fucking pay for this or that? It's like, well, dude, like, you most likely bought that knowing what you were getting into and knowing that you didn't need that material, right? And it's like, now you're complaining that you have to pay for it? Like, okay, just fucking sell the damn thing or get another, or downgrade, man. Like, or take a couple steps back to take 10,000 steps forward. That's really what some people need to do, and myself included. You know, I found myself just buying a lot of video games and all this bullshit that I wasn't really using. I wasn't really playing that much. You know, you can only play so many fucking video games. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to downgrade, right? So now I only have like 5 or 6 games or whatever, when I used to have like 30 or 40. And I don't know, man. We have to break out of this internalized prison that we are manifesting by our externalized desires, right? So we desire to acquire that new gadget or that new what the fuck ever, and we have to pay for it. And damn, dude, we're paying for time out of our lives for this shit, man. Like, really think twice the next time that you want to buy something new or something that you know is gonna, you know, put a big hindrance on your budget, right? And limit you in such ways, right? Because you can't just up and move if you've bought a fucking house and you have a mortgage. Like, You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people can if they have buku bucks, but I'm just normal and I'm just a normal person making pretty normal wage. And I'm just like, dude, fuck. Like, I can't do that. That would be crazy, man. I don't want to be limited and hindered by all this baggage, by all this material baggage, especially. Like, if you have kids, student loans, respect, yo. Like, some of these things you just can't get around, you know, and I guess kids, yes, you know, sure you could, but, you know, they're there, they're constants, but it doesn't mean that you have to go buy a bunch of different shit to try to, you know, sugarcoat things and put the icing on top of the miserable cake that you're eating. Oh, fuck, that was a weird-ass metaphor. I don't know. Tell me if y'all like that one. I don't know if I like it. Anyway, I kind of want to transition into the next topic, you guys, and I'm going to end this segment of it, but I'm going to be back, so please do not go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hey, y'all. I'm back. So the next thing I want to talk to y'all about is changing the scarcity mindset. I've been kind of, you know, on social media and on all, and just in life in general, I've been seeing a spike in like competition and a spike in the scarcity mindset. And what I mean by this is, you know, the perception or the thinking that there isn't enough and that I must get this in order, or somebody must not have this in order for me to have it. And in a shit ton of ways, that is not true at all. You know, we are infinitely abundant beings and the universe is infinitely abundant. And we don't have to, you know, live this life of scarcity, man. It fucking limits us, right? It's like we're in a big bubble. And we think that, you know, to get to the top of the sky is like the greatest achievement. And other people are trying to burst our bubble and send us down to the scarcity surface of the earth and, you know, limiting us from being the abundant bubble in the sky. But it's not like that at all, y'all. I mean, it's all about perception, man. It's not, everything's abundant, dude. Like, look around you, bro. I don't, especially if you're listening to my podcast right now, you have some kind of computer gadget to listen to this platform on and to listen to my podcast on. That in itself is just makes you an abundant person. And a lot of people, actually most people in the world, don't have the technology to listen to my podcast on, you know, like a majority of people in developing countries don't have this. And they're some of the happiest people out there. And the reason why I'm touching on this scarcity subject is because it's a very, very dangerous mindset to be in. Because if we have a scarcity mindset, that's what we're going to attract more of, the right law of attraction. And if we have an abundant mindset, that's what we're going to attract more of, abundance in our lives. And this really, really comes into effect, you know, just in the everyday walkings of life. You know, what's surrounding you? What are your thoughts about everything surrounding you? Is it, oh, I got to do this, or I'm going to be this way, or I'm not going to be that way? Or, like, are you thinking, yo, everything is always changing and infinitely giving, you know, infinitely giving and infinitely receiving. And it's not even like you have to have this, you know, total like utopian view on everything. Like, obviously, yes, there are people more unfortunate than yourself. You know, there are people more fortunate than yourself, obviously, but this is no reason to develop a scarcity mindset, y'all. A scarcity mindset's just like you're walking and you're dead. You're just a walking dead person. It's like, because then it's like you think that you have to get ahead of someone in order to evolve or grow, you know, or pursue something better in this world. And it's not at all like that, man. There's so much out there for everybody, especially in this day and age with the internet and with the computer. Are you fucking kidding me? You could do anything. I mean, not just speaking of money, but you could make money on anything. You could spread your message on any platform. You could do any variety of things, man. And it will propel you into a new state of being. And if you really concentrate on how abundant you are rather than what's lacking in your life, I think you're going to reap the benefits. And these benefits are exponential. As soon as you see, yo, I have everything I need, I'm whole, you know, I'm complete, I'm one with the universal source, and I'm one with everybody. And when you come to that understanding, you understand that scarcity is just an illusion. It's an illusion created by the human drive to compete and the human drive for competition. Competition is not inherently bad. It's just that, you know, obviously you have competition in sports and all that. It's fun, right? It's fun. But when it becomes not fun, and when you don't enjoy competing, and when you only look at competing as a way to get ahead of another or be better than another somehow and, you know, somewhere, you look at it as, yo, like, I got to get ahead of them because then I'll have more prestige and more power. That's fucking hella toxic, y'all. Like, we can't be doing this. And there's a big, 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 big shift going on in the world right now. And I can feel it. And I definitely feel that it's going to get worse before it gets better. So you're going to see people competing, you know, on these different platforms like social media or whatnot, and in real life at work and all this stuff. I get it. You know, it's a competitive world, but you can compete and still have fun and still have love for everybody and still wish the best for everybody. You don't have to be this fucking vicious, like, angry competitor. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, I hope you do bad so that I can do better. If you're going around life with the hope you could do bad so I can do better mindset, that's gonna fuck you in the end, man. That's gonna fuck you in the end. Because it's pretty much telling the universe, like, yo, I can't be better unless this person does bad. Which is not at all true, man. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, regardless of what anybody else is doing. So you just gotta stay aligned with your vision and with your purpose, and just make sure that you're just making progress and following your life process with purpose and passion and all that shit. And the thing about you know, living this human life is we only get one of them. You know, we only get one, as far as we know, as far as I know, we only get one. And it's so important and so crucial and vital that we see the, you know, the magnificence that it is to be living and to be alive. It's like, by default, you are an abundant creature, because you're like one that the odds of being a human being are like 1 in 400 trillion or some fucking crazy number like that. 400 trillion. I can't even comprehend how much that is. That's the odds of being a human being, being born a human being. And that right there is by default, like, you're fucking a rare needle in a goddamn haystack. And you want to compete over a $2 an hour raise on this position with somebody else, and you wish them ill and you wish them bad, because if they do better than you, oh, they're going to get it and you're not. But that's not at all true, man. you can really put you can put yourself in a place where you can grow and develop on your own terms and by your own standards and not worry about what the fuck anybody else is doing except for what you're doing. If you focus on what you're doing and not what others are doing, I promise you, you're going to be abundant and the scarcity mindset will not infect you. Bros, broettes, whoever's listening to this, just know anything that you desire is literally is and can be manifested through your thoughts, actions, beliefs, and behaviors. And I think if we go through life behaving and acting and thinking with a scarcity mindset rather than an abundant mindset, this is a big tragedy. That's like the biggest tragedy of all, because then you're not reaching your fullest potential. You're basically saying, well, I hope that person, or, you know, I hope they don't do this or do that or reach their full potential, or else I can't, you know, or else I'll be held back. Well, no, that's no way to fucking live, dude. Just get out of your own head. Get out of the, get out of caring about, you know, competing so vigorously with others and so toxically. You know, there's healthy competing and there's toxic competing, all of that. And let's shift, guys. Let's shift into this new paradigm with healthy competition and healthy love for one another and uplifting thoughts and actions towards one another. And I think everything good will manifest out of that. You know, we're always going to come in contact with those people who are very competitive in the negative way, right? And we're going to come in contact with the people who are competitive in the positive way. And there's obviously extremes on both spectrums, and there's a fine middle ground, but competing can be a very positive thing and it can be a very negative thing. I just am wishing you guys see that in life we do have usually, you know, two decisions, and the decision is either to take a negative outlook on things or a positive outlook on things. And that's pretty much the biggest decision we can ever make, because that's what's going to shape our lives and what's going to manifest in our lives. So if you know somebody, or if you are somebody who has a scarcity mindset, man, please just heed my heed this talk. And I don't know, you can take whatever you want from it, but the main thing I want to get through, y'all, is you're worthy, you're whole, and you're complete. And nothing can change that. Not any fucking new car, $200,000 car, not any new phone, not any new house, not any new clothes, not any new shoes, not any new watch can change the fact that you are whole and complete already. So you don't got to compete with nobody. You just have to compete with yourself. You know, competing with yourself is a very positive competition. Be better than you were yesterday. Be better than you were before, you know. Make these milestones. Create these goals and see if you can accomplish them, you know. And once you do accomplish them, bam, make some more. And you will feel fucking fantastic, y'all. So, anyways, guys, shift to the abundant mindset and steer away from the scarcity mindset. It's 2019. There's way more than enough for everybody right now. And I really do think that people are shifting and people are moving into the better and into the good, man. And it's very exciting to be in living on the world and on the earth in this time period, because these major shifts are happening, and it can be very frustrating, as you may know, but we just must stay strong and we must stay together. And we are powerful. in positivity. You know, positivity is powerful, so stay positive, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of my podcast. Again, please, please, please like and rate and comment on this podcast. Tell me what you think about it. Tell me what I need to do better. Tell me what I'm doing good. And tell me about what you think about the topics I'm discussing and if there's any topics you want me to discuss. I know I don't have a huge following, but I really, really want to do one of these episodes per week. I know I'm hella busy, and I know you guys are too, but I'm going to take time and do this podcast because I want to help you guys grow and evolve along your journey while I am also growing and evolving in my journey. So thank you so much. Again, follow me on Instagram, Rynsenberg, RYNSENBERG. And I hope you guys have an amazing night, day, evening, morning, wherever you are. And peace, and have a great moment. Yes.